This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure that you are with... Listen, I'm honored that you're with me, Renee. How's that? I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. I just replaced this battery. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things going on there as well. If you take the poll, forget the poll. Take the poll if you want to, but really comment on what our writers are writing. Let us know how you feel about what's going on. Then give me your email address, and then every week I send out an email. I just let you know who's going to be in the show and topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. Tonight, we've been waiting for a while. Our teed-off black man from Texas, Corey Duncan, joins us right after the first break. We've got all kinds of stuff I'm sure he wants to catch up on and talk about. Also, in the second hour, Andrew Nelson. I mean, Andrew, God, it's been, what, a year? Andrea Kay joins us. I only knew one Andrea before that. Well, actually, two. I have a cousin, Andrea, and her. That's it. So anyway, Andrea will join us in the second hour, and then we'll see what happens in the third hour. Depends on how I feel, because I got a lot I want to unload on. I really do. You know, the garbage that's going on with the FBI, the garbage that's going on within the Department of Justice, you know, I don't know. The DOJ came up with 10, I don't want to go down this road, but the Department of Justice has over 10,000 texts between FBI lovers on Mueller's team who shared anti-Trump texts. They have no business being on an investigation about Trump. Absolutely none. Just my thought. All right. So, you know, we're constantly on the case of our Muslim or Islamic friends about speaking out when their people go rogue, when their people get stupid, do dumb things. So in light of all of that, because I told you I do it all the time, and I have no problem doing it whatsoever, I call them the Westboro Baptist wannabes. There's a conservative Christian pastor who's calling for the execution of all gay people by Christmas Day. The guy is a lunatic and needs to be arrested, locked up. No, I'm serious. You know, this is like from the pulpit here in these United States of America. And forget even this United States. Where in the New Testament does it tell us to go out and kill people that are sinning or kill people that don't line up with the Word of God? Where does it tell us to do that? And why they had to put the story in as a conservative Christian pastor, right? I mean, seriously. Conservative Christian pastor Stephen Anderson openly called for executing every gay person in America during a Sunday sermon at his church in Tempe, Arizona. He claimed from the pulpit that gays need to be put to death in the name of God by Christmas Day in an effort to wipe out AIDS. Even though AIDS is not a virus exclusive to the LGBTQ community. He tells us, he told, and I'm not going to go through this. I mean, I'm not going to go through the scripture. He tells his people to turn to an Old Testament scripture, okay? And he says that he actually found the cure for AIDS in the Old Testament. All right? And and when he calls out the sin, right, according to the scripture, when you sin in this way, you're to be put to death. The problem is that what he fails to understand, what he fails to talk about, what he fails to bring up, is that in the New Testament, we don't have to kill people, stone people, or anything else. That's between them and God. Jesus showed up so that these were things we didn't have to do anymore. We have forgiveness without killing somebody or cutting somebody's hand off for stealing or any of that stuff. But I don't know what this guy's trying to pull off. But here's the deal. Because, like I said, my Christian brothers and sisters, you know this is wrong. These are the kind of things you need to speak out against. We ask on a regular basis, we ask the Muslim community to do the same thing. When they have imams and people in their church that speak out what they say is wrong, what they say is not true, not true to their God, not true to their word, we ask them to speak out, don't we? In addition, Anderson went on his tirade about gay people. Right? He said they'll never be allowed to step foot in his church. That's funny. I don't see that. I don't see that in the New Testament with Christ either. Didn't he hang around with a hooker? Did he allow a hooker to hang around with him? Anyway, Anderson declared that he would never allow them in his church. The man is off. The man needs to be watched. Right? I mean, we really need to see what he's doing, what he's promoting, and who he's talking to. Now, there's some out there, according to this writer, that say surely but slowly, conservatives are becoming more extreme in their anti-gay views. So much so that some are now willing to endorse genocide in the name of God. This guy's a nutcase who wrote the article, too. No, we've got nut jobs in the Christian church, just like they do in others. Why the outrage, though, when a Christian pastor says this? When an imam inside this country is pushing for these kind of things, no outrage. But when a Christian pastor, one out of tens of thousands of churches, says it, all of a sudden, the whole Christian community is tagged. Anyway, Corey Duncan joins us after the break. Our teed-off black man from Texas will be with us. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daniel. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And remember, hop up on the website. Give me your email address so I can send you, every week I send out an email. I let you know who's going to be on the show or who might be on the show. Topics and discussions, all kinds of stuff happening. And we have a live chat room going on therealside.com. We also have a live feed going on over there on Facebook as well. But the guy that I know you've all been waiting for him. It's not me you tune in for some nights. You tune in for our teed off black man from Texas. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week to kind of keep us informed on what's going on in Baltimore, with the FBI, with the, what do they call it, the shadow government. He's got his hands or his finger on the pulse of the shadow government. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me.
Hey, so let's start off with, first things first. Let's talk about what's happening over there in Baltimore. I hear all six policemen are back at work, right?
That's correct.
Any lawsuits?
Well, first of all, the law, the civil lawsuit. And once again, thanks for having me up here. Thanks for all the support that everyone gives me and Joe and all the friends and family that's in the chat room tonight. Thank you, appreciate it. All six of them are back at work and working, and you know, everything is going along as planned. They still had their civil lawsuit and everything, so everything business-wise is back to normal, for the exception of them suing Miss Mosby. And that's what they should.
Good for them.
They should sue her.
Yep.
You're right. Exactly. I agree totally, because she was totally out of line. But she's gone another step further.
Ooh.
She's gone a whole another step further. See, okay, all of this goes back to the detective getting murdered the other week. You know, it's interesting to me, and I had that out on one of my video podcasts this past Monday. Yesterday, that it's interesting to me that, you know, all of a sudden, since they buried him last week, you don't hear anything about it in the news. The only thing you hear now is that the FBI is investigating it, and that was the other day. And now it's like just business as normal. And, you know, that's really strange. Well, actually, it's bizarre for something like that to happen, because if an officer gets killed, you should hear about it every day, that they're at least doing something. You know, it's almost like the Baltimore City government. The Baltimore City government is the biggest joke ever. I don't know what the biggest joke, Conyers or these people or Matt Lauer. I have no idea where they get these people from to run government. And I hear a lot of people in the chat room asking for me and you to run for office. That would last like maybe about 5 minutes or whatever before they would be trying to get us out of office. But one thing is for sure, anyone that knows the two of us, and I'm pretty sure knows that we tell it like it is. But the thing of it is that when you have people that's noble and understand exactly how to run government, that's one thing. You know, I don't understand how the citizens of Baltimore City allow for people like Catherine Pugh and the police commissioner to be in office or be in the power. Anytime that your political officials sit up and they tell you they don't have an answer for the crime or they don't know what to do about it, then you shouldn't be in office. Number two, let's go even further. The governor has extended an offer to bring up state officials, federal marshals, and everything else to try to help them with the crime situation. And you know what they said? She declined. And you know why she's doing the same? She's making the same. Wait a minute. She's making the same political mistake that Stephanie Rawlins fake made. And when the governor during Freddie Gray arrived, he offered to bring the National Guard up, and she declined. She didn't decline. She messed around until it got really bad. Then she went through her back. She went through back channels to let him know that it was okay. That she was asking for help. And this woman is making the same mistake because, A, he's a white man, and B, he's a Republican. And they can't have it that he's trying to offer help. This is why you have these problems in Detroit, Chicago, New York. And one more thing before I allow anyone else to speak, I want you to hear this. Who in the devil, I was going to say the other, the H word, but this is a family show. But here it is. Who in the devil takes and gives up $5 million for the ex-former mayor of New York to come down and help now, give advice, $5 million to come down, and after the holidays, he's going to come down there, I think it's the 1st of February, Bloomberg, and he's going to come down and give his ideas on how to handle the crime. $5 million? You can give me $500, you can give me $50, and I can tell you what to do about it. $5 million. I mean,
it's Bloomberg, so they're gonna start with stopping to allow people to buy a 64-ounce sugar drink, or what is it, a 32-ounce sugar drink, because, you know, that sends them into orbit, and they want to shoot everybody. You know, it's funny, because you started talking about this, and I thought I'd look it up really quick, just for giggles, as they say. On Monday, there was one shot dead, three were wounded. On Tuesday, five people were wounded. In the first 12 hours of Wednesday, one person dead, six wounded in Chicago, and what's his name? Oblamo. Oblamo went there for some kind of summit with Rahm Emanuel, and you know what they talked about? They didn't talk about protecting people because they talked about the number one issue in the world today that are killing blacks by big numbers in Chicago is climate change.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And he said, and remember, he wanted to take all the credit about what climate change. Man, you need to be, you and your crew should have been there a long time ago. I mean, it's beyond me. It is bizarre how liberals are. I mean, it's just bizarre. I mean, where do they get these people from? It's like, what did I tell you before? It's like, you need a paleontologist to clear some of these fossils. At 88 years old, this man is a player. He wants to be a player, and then he has the audacity, Mr. Conyers, up in Detroit. He has the audacity to say, I'm retiring. I'm not giving up my seat because of what happened. I'm retiring. Man, you should have been retired years ago. Somebody should have retired your old black behind, a long time ago. Because guess what? That Space Mountain is shut down a long time ago.
Yeah, but wait a minute. On his way out, you heard what he did, right? Or on his way out, what he's doing. Right? He endorsed his son. He wants his son to take the position. And another family member, I think it's a cousin, is running running against the sun. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh,
we got to wait a minute. Hold it. Got to go for a break. Got to pay for the show unless you want to cut the check. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to the Real Side. I know that ain't going to happen. Your daughter said so. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Corey Duncan in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
There you go. No dancing. Stop it. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. No, it's not Friday night, but we got the disco ball going, so if you're watching, you'll see that. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I will tell you, it's a good way to wake yourself up is to touch live wires against the aluminum cover or a metal cover. Always works out well. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Our teed-off black man from Texas joins us, Corey Duncan. Always a pleasure to have him with us. Actually, if it's ever boring and dull around here, you just have to bring him on. He wakes the place up. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you for having me come on. I want to say a big hello to my good friend Doretha. I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room. Another friend of mine, Anna, and a big happy birthday to Lisa Martin. I didn't forget you, and to my family and friends that's back that's home chilling, but in the warm weather.
I'm not. All right, I'm going to keep moving. Anyhow, I am Joe Mazzini. Always pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to, and you don't even have to be afraid of it. Anyhow, Corey, a lot of good stuff, a lot of crazy stuff happening, but this one in particular sent me over the roof, because I don't care what color you are, I don't care what's going on. What an example, what a thing to teach your son. Talk about some kind of privilege. LeVar Ball pulled his son. You know, the kid that stole something. Keep it clean. So what? All right, I can already tell. So, did he do the right thing or the wrong thing in pulling his son, who was suspended from playing?
Okay, I'm going to give a little 2-minute
breathe,
rant, so we
breathe,
can move on.
Breathe.
I'll give you a brief rant. First of all. God bless him. He's a parent like myself. I have 3 children right now who are playing unbelievable in high school. One is going to go pro overseas, and 2 that's going to go to college. 2 of my sons that are 7 feet tall played against him in the summer league, and them and me were not impressed by what I saw. But if you read into this and you understand what sports is about, this man is destroying these kids. He's destroying them. He's the father that, I don't know, he had some sort of career or had some sort of college career, and it wasn't worth, you know, it was just like walking through Lowe's and seeing a can of paint. You know, this fool had a nerve to say that Michael Jordan, one of the best players ever to play the game on earth, that he could beat him one on one. I mean, this man must be smoking some good stuff, or he's growing it. He got to be, because he's a clown. And to think that your son pulling him out of UCLA, number one, you're sending the wrong message, because that says it's okay to do anything. Number two, your son is not as good as you think he is. These kids work hard. They work hard to get to a certain level. And I don't take anything away from none of his sons or whatever. It's the father who's the idiot. And not only that, and what I would say is this, him pulling him out of UCLA, he's going to find out that was the most stupidest thing that he could have done. UCLA is a good university, and they did the right thing because eventually he wants to tell the coach how to coach, and that's not how it works. You give your sons and your daughters whoever coaches you give them to, let them mature down, teach them the game, and hopefully to make them a better man, young man and young woman. That's what you do. You don't go trying to tell a coach how to coach and this and that, because you're nobody. I mean, you're a dad. Sit on the side. Do like we do, me and my family, and I know my daughter and my sons, two sons are listening. Care for them. And, hey, look, you win or lose, what makes a good winner is how you lose. And, you can't keep telling this kid, that's what's wrong with a lot of these situations. They tell these children that they're the greatest things on earth and that, whatever, there's only a certain amount of people that makes the NBA or gets to be professional. And you got to hurry up and take advantage of it, because it don't last long. But you got to understand where and how to get to achieve and be successful, and this is not the way to do it. And God bless him. He's a dad like I am, but he's an idiot.
Well, when you reward, because this is what this is, he's going to look for another place to put this kid that he's going to be able to play and do all this other stuff. When you look at ways to reward your child for being a thief, okay, but let's call it what it is, right? He's a thief, right. Period. And go ahead.
Well, that's because he's been told it's okay to do anything. It's okay. And see, I think the one that the son that plays for the Lakers, I think he's got his head on straight. But these other two balls, they're younger, and they don't really understand. I think they understand, but their dad is telling them that they're better than what they are. And lo and behold, I wasn't impressed. My son definitely was not impressed by what they saw, that, you know, all this makeup that he's supposed to be. Because, I mean, the thing with this, he isn't even starting on UCLA. He was coming off the bench. So my whole thing was, if you are this good, you know, let's stop making these kids more than what they are. Teach them how to be good young men and women, and understand you're going to school not just for the basketball, but for education. And hopefully, you break your leg today or tomorrow, you got something to fall back on. But, you know, he's been making a total mockery of these children, and it's just horrible.
Yeah, you know what? It's always infuriated me, and you can figure this out on your own, but it has always infuriated me when it's a sports thing. I mean, I realize that sports is big money in sports. It's a love that these kids have. But we've gotten to the point now where it's sports for any reason, any way, in any shape, manner, or form. You know, you've got these guys that are kneeling in sports, right? I mean, it's like these sports players get away with anything. Anything they say is gospel truth. And we tell our kids this is what they should aspire to. No, I want my son or daughter to aspire to be a doctor or a lawyer or what have you. If the sports thing is in you and that turns you on right now, guess what? It may not be, it won't be there for you at 35 and 40. And you've got a long way to go. And if you didn't learn how to invest your money, if you didn't learn how to do the right thing, those big bucks you make are going to be short-lived, aren't they?
I'm going to tell you this real quick. You know, like I said before, and I don't try to let a lot of my personal information about my children or whatever. When people see it, they'll see it. But as I said before, I don't put my children. I put my children on a pedestal because they bust their butt to get where they're at. My daddy taught them how to shoot. They did, you know, a couple moves and this and that. But the rest they did it on themselves and with their coaches. I don't have anything to do that. I'm going to sit on the side, keep my mouth shut, and allow them to live their dream out. I didn't push them. They wanted to do this. And like I said before, and you just got finished saying, you had to allow these children to stop trying to live your dream through them and allow them to live the dream that they want to live. I'm out of the way. I had my heyday and stuff. Okay, I can sit on the side and just be a proud dad. And that's why a lot of people are a bunch of haters because they say, well, you put your children on a pedestal. I put them on a pedestal because they bust their butt. And they not only do it on the court, they do it in the classroom. My daughter has a 4.0, she's kind of 4.8 right now, and all of them,
wow,
all three of them are leaving school early to go to college. My daughter is leaving school to go play pro overseas. So if you want to sit up, you know, I got a couple haters on here that you know, they've probably been in their nose, but hey, look, it's like this. Corey gives credit for when people do things and it's achievable, that you bust your butt and you didn't nobody give it to you and didn't nobody wait for somebody to write you a blank check or do your test for you, they earned it. So the haters can continue on hating.
I am good with giving credit where credit is due. I'm when these young people are, as you say, they're busting butt to school, they're busting butt on the field, then they deserve to be given credit. But these parents who push their kids that are mediocre in sports and they're not doing well in school and they get all bent out of shape when their kid doesn't make it, you're teaching your children the wrong thing. You're teaching your children to be one of these entitled kids that you yourself hate putting up with, right?
Exactly. And they're a bunch of whiners, and then you get that, and they turn it from whiners into what? Liberals. That's what they turn into. Thank you.
Entitled, empowered liberals. Really, when it boils down to it, just amazing to me. Anyhow, you know, really, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins me. Corey, when we come back from the break, you know, this whole thing that's going on with Mueller and the DOJ and the FBI, all these groups that we're supposed to have so much respect for, these groups that we're supposed to be able to trust, we're now finding out we really can't trust them. This tens of thousands of texts from people on that campaign or on that investigative team that are anti-Trump. And we have to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Corey Duncan's with me. You don't want to miss the rest of this. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter. What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Remember, next hour, Andrea... Yeah. God. Andrea Kay joins us. I can't... Anyway, Andrea Kay joins us. And I'm sure she's got a lot to say about what's going on in Hollywood, in D.C., and all over the place. This is just craziness. You know, we may lose Al Frankenstein tomorrow. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, seriously. Look, he's already admitted that he's done this stuff, so I can call him guilty. You know, they're not accusations anymore. And, you know, after 9, he probably figures there's a whole bunch more because he knows he's done a whole bunch more. But, hey, you guys love him. You know, what was your name? Was it Gifford? The one that was just loving up on Mr. Clinton when he was president. And in 2013, when she ran, she was all excited about him, you know, helping her run for her office. She sent him hugs and kisses and loves and all that other fun stuff. And now, all of a sudden... She said that Bill Clinton should have stepped down. He should have resigned from office with all the. Oh, why did we learn something new? Was there something that came out about Billy Bob that we just found out about? All of a sudden, all these Democrats want Billy Bob. Billy Bob should have resigned. They had a chance to impeach him, right? They had a chance to put pressure on him, and all of a sudden. And what about Mrs. Clinton? Right? She was the one that called them all what? She called them gold diggers, right? She called them all kinds of nasty names. She was the ultimate shamer. And they were all fine with her. They all endorsed her. They all backed her. All of a sudden, they have found righteousness. This is just hilarious. I mean, this is so hypocritical. It's funny. Our teed-off black man from Texas, Corey Duncan, joins me as he does every week to kind of, well, try to bring some sanity and clarity to all of this, but I don't know how you can. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, Woody, don't you love all this stuff? All of a sudden, morality is running rampant in the Democratic Party. It's just amazing.
Well, see, the thing of it is you know, what's so funny about this is that how can two people that's, you know, how do you figure that you're going to appoint your son? And then now, did you look at what happened on CNN? The guy asked somebody from Detroit, asked him and said, hey, What kind of election or what, you know, what kind of debate you think they're gonna have or whatever? He said this is not gonna be a slugfest. He said it's gonna be an alley fight. And I'm like, okay, both of them are in the same family, but yet, you know,
go ahead.
I don't understand it. Is he gonna pick up where Daddy left off?
No, you're right. It's great to watch this stuff happen because what are you going to do? What do you bring to the table that the other one didn't have? What's the difference between the two of you? You're in the same family. Do you think the same way? And now there's a cousin that has stepped up and said, oh, no. I'm running for that
right.
seat. Like, what is it?
Right.
It's in your DNA? You get to have it just because you're part of the bloodline?
No, they believe that we should keep it black. We should keep it the way it is. And, you know... It's a typical black situation, liberal situation where, you know, it's a crab in the pot. It don't matter as long as one of us continue on to being a womanizer and a whore, I wanted to use another word, but, you know, it's just basically being like, you know, running into prostitution. It's mind-boggling how they want to go after more, but they don't want to go. You know, almost like you want to go after Trump about collusion, but Hillary lied time after time after time, and you don't put her in jail. See, this is where the double standard comes in. And if I didn't think I could do something without having bias, I'm just going to bail out. I'm just going to be like, look, give it to somebody else. Because I know in my heart, if I can't make a decision that I think that's professional, no, give it to someone else. Because guess what? That stuff backfires on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. You know, I love this stuff. I had this argument with somebody the other day about the tax bill. And they were talking about all the poor people is going to help and people with kids and yada, yada, yada. And you're taking money away from the lower socioeconomic classes. They go, you know what? The tax bill, they didn't sit down and say, okay, how do we screw the people with no money? They didn't sit down and do that. You know, we have a deficit for more than one reason. It isn't because the top 1% aren't paying enough. It's because you've got about 52 or 53% of the people that basically aren't paying anything in taxes. It doesn't work that way. And then you have people that get on welfare because, you know, they've hit a bump in their life. I get that. But there's some people that move in on welfare. They find a way to work that system 10, 12, 15 years. They live for the first and the 15th of the month, right? I mean, you've done these stories. You know this is true. They told me I was lying. I go, no, there are people that have been on it that long.
Well, see, the only problem about that is the people that has contradiction about it is the people that totally are in or they're biased because they already know that most conservatives are people that are hardworking. I mean, this is just true, and I know there's going to be a black liberal that says, but we work too. Well, hey, look, the problem about that is there's only 20% to 40% of you that even actually works or whatever, and they're actually takes and pays taxes and do what they're supposed to do or whatever, or provides for their family or whatever. But all I have to say is one thing, and it's exactly what I've always said, even what I said about the children, my kids, is about hard work. And it's about rolling up your sleeves and getting it done. I don't like, one thing I cannot stand is a coward, a lazy person, and a hater. I can't stand it. You know, that's less than a person. And we all know in this world that we have plenty of haters. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Messina. It doesn't matter if it's this person. It doesn't matter if it's that person. I want to talk and tell us real quick. Well, I want to say to people that are putting our podcast and stuff on Facebook, please be careful because Facebook is attacking your page. And just like the other day, and a friend of mine is probably listening, Anna, she put up a post the other day, and they attacked her. The other day, I put up one. 5 times I had to log on, and they keep to continue to do that to conservative speakers. So that's just all. We all have to stick together, and we all have to stand behind each other. This is not about one person. This is about a movement. And the movement is to get this country back on its feet and make it America first and standing behind our president.
I don't know. That sounds awful racist, making America first. I don't know.
Guess what? She got called by the Huffington Post a white nationalist, even though she's Latino. So I guess I'm going to be a black nationalist. And, you know, I've been calling her Uncle Tom. I've been calling her the other thing, too. So, but that's okay. Because at the end of the day, guess what? I'm going to continue my movement no matter what you do or what you say. And it doesn't matter. I don't care what you say. Hey, be a leader, not a follower. That's what the problem is in this world.
I agree. Hey, listen, I don't want to eat up all the time on this. They have now found, or they know of, well over 10,000 texts between ex-Mueller team officials. And they were found and discovered that most of them are anti-Trump messages to each other. So how does one have, the majority of your team, a big part of your team, that are anti the guy that they're investigating starting off that way? How does that work? How does he get a fair shake? Although I already know the answer to this. Go ahead.
He does get a fair shake. That's it right there. I'm speechless. I'm going to leave this one to you.
Well,
I'm speechless.
You got the FBI. You got an agent in particular, but you got the FBI that are out there, and the group that's working with the Mueller group, whatever you want to call him, and the DOJ, most of those agents working on that case can't stand Trump. So, these poor guys, half of them were working Hillary's case, and they were petrified of her, and they couldn't do anything to put her away. Now they don't like Trump, and they're working on a case against Trump. I love this. But what I love mostly is Trump's not backing down. He hasn't given up any ground to any of this. But I wish he'd wipe the whole thing out.
And that's my point. He has backbone, and he's not going to allow the FBI to intimidate him or whatever because they got a bunch of liberals that liberal bureaucrats that is there, and they're scared of Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton puts the fear of God in them. I don't know why, but I understand she's a globalist. So that's probably why. And like in government, federal government, which I know about, is that if you don't, it's not that they don't go off your merit, they go off of your politics. And most of it is geared towards being liberal. So that's what the whole problem is. And if these guys did all of that, then guess what? You should pull them out of there or whatever like that. Because that's just, it's incredible how one you go after, but the other one lied repeatedly. That's not even talking about Benghazi or anything else. And she's still sitting around pouting because you are a poor candidate to run against Donald Trump. Bottom line.
Yes. She was a poor candidate to run for dog catcher. Let's just be honest about it. All right, real quick, tell people where they can find you and because we're up against it.
You can find me on Corey Duncan on Facebook, and you also can find me on Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Thank you for everyone's support. I appreciate it. And continue to support me, Joe, and any other podcast and conservative speakers. Thank you.
Yep. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour, including Andrea Kay. We got a lot to talk about.
Yay!
So heat up the coffee. Come on back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.